sitting zazen. Simply being present, we discover for ourselves all sorts of ways that we add being satisfied or not satisfied, being okay or not okay with circumstances of the moment, circumstances such as the condition of body, mind, the agitation or peacefulness, the settledness, or the mind chatter. I shouldn't say satisfaction, because usually we don't have that, but we notice the unsatisfactory nature of the temperature, heat of the room, of our body, the sounds inside, outside, the others that are or aren't present, and how they're sitting, how they're breathing. The memories and thoughts that come up about the present, the past, the future, and our reactions to them. And especially if this arises, our fears about what if, how come that is going to, when that comes up. This is in simple zazen, being, breathing, being, experiencing, doing no thing in particular, or doing your particular practice, and yet somehow unsatisfactoriness, fear may arise. Of course, in the circumstances of our life, work, family, friends, interactions with others, if we are present and notice what's arising, we too may notice where satisfactoriness, unsatisfactoriness seems to color events or even our preparations to avoid unsatisfactoriness, to deal with the potential that it might happen. No problems with doing whatever we do, making sure the food is prepared the way we like it, the way it comes out well, taking care of the garden, making sure you have enough gas in your car, doing your work on time, getting things out so that others can respond, and so on. And yet, the ongoing change that we call impermanence, that we call life, somehow manages not to go quite the way we want it to. And right there, unsatisfactoriness, and worse or more difficult reactions seep in, fear seeps in, colors our life, our functioning, our body, mind. Conditions keep changing. We thought we had it all taken care of, and lo and behold, something somewhere is not cooperating. Our body, the bodies of others, our thoughts, the thoughts, actions of others, the universe in its many forms. This is exactly the realm of practice, the realm of intimacy, the realm of non-doing and fearless responding, or fearful responding fearlessly. Fear is just another circumstance, condition, impermanence arising, no problem. Except as we're paralyzed sometimes by it, confused, troubled. And of course, the more we feed unsatisfying states of mind, the more we feed this very unsatisfied avoidance, avoiding unsatisfactory conditions, planning for them and attempting to do everything to make sure they don't happen, all sorts of consequences will arise from that, troubling our life. I need to make sure that I'm sitting exactly the way so I'll have no pain. And then somehow or other, pain arises. I'm going to count breath. My mind won't wander. And somehow or other, mind chatter wandering. Even on that simple level, being chattering, wandering mind . What is this? Making practice effort. That's not a guarantee that of any outcome. It's simply breathing in, breathing out, experiencing this moment and responding as best you, I, we can. Ongoing change is ongoing change. Looking for satisfaction in this particular form is fine, except when it doesn't work. Then looking for satisfaction in unsatisfactoriness is our practice, is our simple zazen, and is our practice response opportunity throughout our life. Isn't it wonderful that right now we have this opportunity as this breath moment? Clarifying what's coloring, what's seeping into this right here, what's hindering responding right here, what's skewing this moment for us. So please live this life fully, truly, as it is. satisfactory, great, unsatisfactory, wonderful. Respond as best you can. Fear, still respond fearlessly. Fearless, don't hold on to such things either. Your life is zazen. Your life is this moment opportunity. Take good care of it, serving your life, serving all beings. You have exactly what you need, and you must do your life and the joy of your life is the gift you give yourself and give others. Please enjoy your life. Thank you.